Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can you explain, you said homicide solvability rate
137%.
Can you explain what that means?
I can explain it. I'll let Commissioner Grimalia speak to it as well. So it is cases that are solved this year as well as cases that have been solved for previous years. So that's how the solvability rate exceeds 100%. But Commissioner, would you give more detail?
Sure. So the nationally accepted way of calculating homicide clearance rates, so this year we've had 15 cases that have been cleared by arrest. Those are cases that arrest occurred in this calendar year. Going back this year, we have cases that we've cleared back as far as 2014. We have 11 homicides so far this year. So the way that you calculate this, as the mayor said, is the amount of homicides that we've had, 11, and then with the 15 cases cleared, and that number is going up. Within the next, I'll say, week or a little further, we've got other cases going which will increase that number.
Yes. The Common Council certainly isn't happy with the lack of time that they have to look at the tax cap and deal with this proposed property tax increase. How do you respond to that?
We were looking at the state budget to see what our gap would be. Certainly, as I've indicated, we were hoping for more money coming from Albany, particularly in AIM. The state didn't follow the normal AIM formula. They imposed a cap on the AIM increase that they provided this year. If there had been no cap, we would have gotten $6.2 million more than we actually received. So we were waiting to see what we got from the state. We made it very clear to the state what we needed, and we did not get the amount that we needed.
In a city with so much poverty, though, how do you expect some of those homeowners to really come up with that?
Well, actually, there are cities in New York State that have more poverty than Buffalo does, that pay higher taxes than the people of Buffalo do, that have larger budgets than the city of Buffalo has. So we thought this was critical to protect the services that we provide to our residents, to continue to build for the future. As we looked at this very lean budget, there is no fat in this budget. We can't cut our way to prosperity. If we try to cut things as opposed to continuing the investment, our city would go in the wrong direction.
Regarding the plan for vacant lots, you said $10 million for vacant lots, $13 million by the county. That'll address and build potentially about 100 homes,
yes,
if I heard you correctly. What's the plan for the remaining 6,900 lots? What's the kind of the master plan here?
We do have a master plan. We'll be releasing that strategy soon. It is a comprehensive strategy that we've worked on for several years. I'll have Brendan Mahaffey, our executive director of the Office of Strategic Planning, provide you a little bit more detail on the strategy.
As the mayor said, it's a multifaceted strategy focusing on infill opportunities, housing infill opportunities in the city of Buffalo. Based upon an analysis of about half of those lots in the city of Buffalo, we've identified an opportunity for almost $500 million worth of investment in housing for singles, doubles, triples, and four units. We are working with the Buffalo Area Niagara Land Improvement Corporation, the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, issuing RFPs for private developers to do that work. In addition, there's a side lot strategy that will be a component of this. The Department of Public Works and many of the other departments within City Hall have also reviewed these lots along with us for opportunities to increase parks, for opportunities to increase parking opportunities, especially during snow events where we can get cars off the streets. So this, as the mayor said, is something we're going to get into much greater detail in the very near future. I will also say that there is a component where there, in particular, the concentration of vacant lots in the city of Buffalo, where we're going to be doing a deep dive community engagement to engage the community on the vision, which is different than in other parts of the city where it might be the one lot or the two lots, where we know it's going to be infill housing or it could be a community garden or something of that nature, and where we have the concentration. The mayor is going to be doing this deep community engagement initiative in those neighborhoods, four neighborhoods in the city of Buffalo. And again, we'll get into more detail with that later, Nate.
Mayor, I understand that there are other places in the state of New York with higher budgets and poor citizens, but you know, with things being so difficult for people, the standard of living going up, just a trip to the grocery store is difficult. I'm sure you can understand why the thought of taxes increasing would be daunting for many people in the city.
Well, this is my 18th state of the city. For the most part, I have lowered taxes or held the line on taxes. The tax rate now in the city of Buffalo, based on our fiscal policy, is actually lower than it was when I first came into office. So we have been very strategic in how we have handled taxes in the city. We've actually, if you look at tax increases that we could have done that we didn't do, we saved taxpayers and businesses in the city over $360 million that we actually kept in people's pockets.
And for people who just hear a number, could you just go into detail of the services that this increase will provide or the projects that this is going to invest in?
So we will see more affordable housing. We will see more infrastructure projects, streets, sidewalks, curbs. We will see more responsive snow removal. We will see a more responsive sanitation delivery of service. So there will be a number of new services that people will see. The 311 call and resolution center, people will be able to have more hours that they can use that line for information. But most importantly, this protects and preserves the services that we already provide. So if we did not provide these increases, cuts to get to balancing the budget would be painful, they would be dramatic, and they would be very harmful to the residents of this community. We didn't want to do that.
Mayor, how much of an influence on the increase in the tax levy was it with regards to the elimination of funding such as American Rescue Plan funding? Did that have any sort of influence at all in terms of going into this budget decision?
Well, the American Rescue Plan funding was a game changer, but it was temporary funding. It helped with impacts that cities, counties, school districts, residents felt from the pandemic. We always knew that funding was going to run out. We've been very creative, and we've been at finding different funding sources to balance our budget. In this speech today, we put out a number of things that we need help with from the state of New York. We hope they will listen to our calls for more support. Our city is moving in the right direction. We've done our part in city government. We need help from others.
Anyone else? Regarding that ARP funding, correct me for a moment, does that become a little bit more unrestricted at the end of the year? Is that what you're implying during your speech? And then in 2026, we're going to see more results of what that funding, you know, built?
Working with the city council, we would have fully encumbered that $331 million. We would have identified all of the places where that funding is going. And then when that money starts to flow through the community, when people start to see things built and repaired, they will see major evidence of the benefit of that $331 million.
I know last year a lot of that was announced to be used to, you know, fill the budget,
yes,
fill those gaps. Do you anticipate that happening again?
It will not be able to happen again. This is the last year that we're able to use any ARPA revenue for revenue replacement into the city budget. So we have built a budget, and one of the reasons for this tax increase is with inflation and with the cost of everything going up, we needed to have revenues coming in to provide the services that our residents need and want.
What, shifting a smidge since nobody else asked, I'll ask. We don't have big mountains like they do at the Sundance Film Festival. So what's the attraction for Buffalo?
Well, Sundance has made the decision to get requests for information to look at, you know, do they stay where they are or do they go someplace else? We think that's a smaller community than ours is. It's got less amenities than ours does. And so we felt that we were well positioned to be able to bid to get the film festival. One of the people that encouraged me to look at it and our economic development team looked at it was Tom Fontana, who is an Emmy Award winning writer originally from Buffalo. You heard Guillermo del Toro speak about Buffalo. He's not originally from here. I did make him an honorary Buffalonian, but people who have come here to film for movies and TV fall in love with the city. They think it's a great place to do filmmaking. As a result, we believe that we could make a very, very credible bid for the Sundance Film Festival. We're the right size, we're not too big. There are gonna be other major metropolises around the country that are going to be bidding as well. We think those places are probably too big. We think Buffalo is the right size to help take that world-class film festival to another level.
Anybody else?
It is an initiative that is designed to get thousands of members of the community involved in doing their own flag memorial to the people whose lives were taken, those who were injured, those who survived. It will engage people from, you know, throughout the community that want to participate. We have, you know, we've partnered with the school district, with the block clubs in the city of Buffalo. We're very thankful to Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center for underwriting and funding the initiative. We have two dynamic young artists that will be leading it and taking people through the artistic process. We just think it's another way to bring the community together to remember and respect a tragic event that harmed all of us, in a way that unites all of us. So that's what we hope to accomplish.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.